Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During SpringFest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Dear McDonald's, your breakfast menu? Fire. Tens across the board. I could be happy with anything, even though I order the same thing every time. Thanks for not judging me. I'll try something new next time. Maybe.
Score a 2-for-$5 deal on a sausage McMuffin with egg and more. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's Post Game Podcast.
Welcome to the Post Game Podcast. No Jerry Recco today, so I've got the Eddie Scazzeri. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people and YouTube people.
Oh, yeah, the podcast people, YouTube people. I had asked the Twitter if they had any questions for you. I got a lot of the same ones, which I'm not going to repeat.
Okay.
Let me just, I'll go, not to speak for you, but let me answer a few of them.
Okay.
Eddie is not considering not retiring. You are retiring.
Correct.
I guess that's the only one that keeps being repeated. But here's an interesting one. This comes from Tom Brocato. Once Eddie retires, does he plan on staying up later and actually watching Mets games live, or will 6 p.m. bedtime still be the norm?
No, not 6 p.m. I would say, you know, I'm not going to be up till 1 a.m.
You think like a 10 p.m. situation?
Yeah, probably like 10 p.m. Sure.
Yeah, and that's a good one.
Most of the nights I will probably not be watching live sports, but I will be digitally recording them and then watching them when I wake up, which will probably still be somewhere around 4:30, 5 o'clock.
From 10. That's only like 6 hours,
maybe,
6, 7 hours.
Maybe a little. Yeah. Oh, I usually get 7. So maybe 5 o'clock, 5:15,
and you get up, you'll go through your DVR'd games.
Yeah, exactly.
And see all those things
at fast speed, because I assume I'll be watching a lot of the things that the wife and I have said that we'll watch these when I retire.
You have a whole list of those?
Oh, I'm sure.
Are they saved anywhere? So
no,
you know
no,
what
no.
they are?
Like
you just,
streaming stuff.
Yeah.
You know, whatever old series or movies or what have you.
You'll start that when you retire.
Yes.
Here's Bob Jones checking in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of retirement questions. Eh?
Okay.
In retirement, will Eddie purchase a more luxurious car as he will no longer be commuting and parking in New York City?
Well, I don't know if this is public knowledge, but what the hell?
What the hell?
Boomer, in his crazy infinite generosity, is buying me a Bronco.
A Ford Bronco.
Yes. So... yeah, I mean, I'm not purchasing one, but yes, I will have a, you know, it's not a Lamborghini, not that I would want one, but I am getting a Bronco as a retirement gift from Boomer, which is kind of crazy.
And will do you think when that arrives that you'll get rid of your Honda Fit, or will you have three cars in the family?
No, no shot of, you know, because you still got to pay insurance.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I always forget about that, because I always think like, maybe I would like a second car.
Yeah.
But well, now you're paying insurance on
it. Yeah. Well, I mean, for the whole time that I've been married, we needed two cars. And then for a while, we did have three vehicles when we had a transit van that my wife bought for her yarn business to go to all these events rather than renting a van, you know, two, three times a year. And that worked out well. Except for the pandemic when that canceled a lot of events, but we still then used it before and after that. But then when she stopped doing those events, we were able to go to one of those car...
like a CarMax?
Yes, it was CarMax on Route 1 and got a very nice price. I was shocked how much we got back for it.
Yeah, I thought you said that you got more than you originally paid for it.
That is not true.
But close. But I mean, decent...
I think we bought it for $29, and I think we sold it for $22, which after 6 years, I thought was...
oh, you had it 6 years.
Pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's very good.
Yeah, and it did have a... we didn't put a ton of miles on it, because originally, like right before the pandemic, we were planning... I was going to take time off, and we were going to drive. I was going to drive with her and the dogs to Chicago, the Chicago area, for... Stitches Midwest, but then that all, of course, fell apart.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, we were planning on taking it on longer road trips, not just up and down the immediate East Coast.
Yeah,
but and that was going to be the first one, but of course that didn't happen. And then a lot of this that Stitches company went belly up because of the pandemic, and you know they tried to plan events and hold money and pay back money, and it was just a mess. So.
So when the new Ford Bronco arrives, the Honda Fit will be retired.
The Honda Fit, yes. Now, I don't know. There is a demand in certain areas for stick shifts. Now, it'll have probably close to 190,000, 192,000 when I'm done. But I know people, there are a certain group of people who love the stick shift. So it is a stick shift. And it gets good gas mileage because it is a stick shift, and it's also a small car. So I don't know what the resale value will be. You know, I know in the Princeton area with a lot of foreign students or foreign people in that area who are involved with the university or attend the university, there is more of a demand for stick shifts.
Is that right?
Honda of Princeton has always told me, but they don't even make them anymore. I don't even know if Honda makes, they might make one stick shift. So I might try to independently sell it into someone in that area, or I'll just go to CarMax and see what they say.
Yeah.
But yeah, but that'll be the one to go because the CRV, our Honda CRV has, I think still... like 60,000, which is not terrible.
Oh no, it's not terrible at all.
Yeah, and we're not doing insurance for three cars.
Three cars, yeah. No, you can't do that.
And there's no point.
I always wondered this too. Now it's definitely, I think it definitely matters if you're going to sell your high mileage car to an individual person, mm-hmm. I think it definitely matters that you get that all cleaned up, right? Like you wash it, wax it.
Well, yeah, detail it.
Detail it. I wonder though, like if you're trading that in or bringing it to CarMax, mm-hmm. would that change the value if you brought it in looking all shiny, or are they only caring about this is the mileage? We're going to clean this up anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
to
they're
us.
Definitely going to clean it up, but yeah. they'll probably look to deduct because they have to do that. Because I think a detailing costs a couple hundred bucks, I think, right?
Yeah, one of the things I asked the AI this, because mm-hmm. I have my car that I was considering trading in. I mean, my car's got all dog hair in it now, too, mm-hmm. situation. And I said, if I'm trading it into Subaru, aren't they just going to, they're going to have to detail it anyway.
Sure.
But they said that you're better off cleaning it up yourself in that it signals to the person, even if subconsciously, that this person takes care of this vehicle. Mm-hmm. So there's probably not more mechanical things wrong with it because mm-hmm. this person clearly cares about their car.
Yes.
Which was interesting. I wouldn't have thought
of
that.
Even if that person is at a CarMax who doesn't really care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll have to cross that bridge. And also, it needs shocks and struts, which is not a crazy expense, but I think it's about $1,100 or $1,200, I think, for...
Yeah, that's a decent amount, though.
Yeah, it is. And I'm getting rid of the car, so what do I,
don't do that.
And that's going to come off the price that a CarMax or anyone would give me, because I would be upfront about it.
I wonder if those places have a limit, mileage limit of what they'll even take.
Yeah, perhaps. But again, the stick shift might work in my favor in that instance.
It's unique.
Yeah, because there are a certain small group of the population who really loves the stick shift. And in fact, when Boomer made his generous offer, I was like, Gio had said, hey, they don't have sticks. And I was like, oh, wow, I can't believe that. It's a Bronco. And I found a model that they have that does come in stick shift. So
you're getting a stick shift?
That's the one I'm getting.
Nice.
The Badlands model.
Badlands.
Mm-hmm.
Frank checking in. This is an interesting one. It says, Eddie states that he is an atheist.
Yes.
But he has an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I take him to be more agnostic. What are his thoughts?
Okay. Well,
what's the difference between the two?
Well, as I like to say, and I don't know, I don't think this is mine, but it might be. I'm not sure. I say an agnostic is an atheist with no balls.
Not committing to the...
Yeah, exactly. Sure, I have an open mind, but do I believe that there's some sort of, not even any of the established religions, the Judeo-Christian religions, that for sure is out. But in a greater sense, do I believe that there is some power that is governing the universe remotely or whatever, set it up, started the ball rolling? I really don't. I think it's all just sort of, it just kind of happened, the big
randomness.
Bang. Yeah, right. And there, of course, there's the multiverse theory. We could be one of an infinite number of universes, all different or all kind of the same, but with different outcomes for every decision that everything that could make a decision ever make. That to me seems a little crazy, but there are some that believe that. I'm going to stick with the atheist, although I definitely understand his point because I do have an open mind. And if, something was revealed to me and I wasn't proven clinically insane, the burning bush or what have you, talk to me and say, hey, I'm God and this is what the deal is. Sure, I'd have an open mind about that. But I'm going to stick with atheist, but I understand his point. And it is sort of a fine distinction.
America leads the world in medicine development. It matters. We get new medicines first, nearly 3 years faster. 5 million Americans go to work because we make medicines here at home. And not relying on other countries keeps us safe. But China is racing to overtake us. Will we let them, or will we choose to stay ahead? When America leads, America cures. Let's tell Washington to keep us in the lead.
Learn how at AmericaCures.com. Paid for by Pharma.
What do you make of things like where sometimes people will put this on a religious or a God experience where where something happens that turned out to be impeccable timing and really worked out for you? Is that sort of a, do you believe in like a divine intervention type thing?
No.
How do you imagine that happens?
Just randomness and, you know, luck of the draw or what have you, or just
so like you met your wife in high school.
Yes.
So something had to happen in that you both went to that high school. Or do you think, like, do you think if your wife had not gone to that high school, you would be married to her?
No.
Okay. So just like I think about that, like when people go to like, they go, they're from around here, they go to college in Arizona and they meet the person, they marry and they have kids and it all works out happily ever after.
Right.
You think had they gone to another school, not Arizona, they would have met somebody else and could have also had a family where it worked out in the long run.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
So it's more of what we make of the situations we get put in?
Yeah. But I also believe that everything is determined, that there is no free will. It seems like we have free will, and it's a wonderful illusion, and it helps people get through their lives to think they have a choice and are affecting things. And in a lot of ways, it since we don't know the future, we kind of, again, we have this illusion of free will. But I am a proponent of superdeterminism, which is a theory of physics that ever since the universe was created in that instant of the Big Bang, that all the matter and the particles, subatomic particles, and then atoms and hydrogen and helium, and then all the other elements that developed, all of that was following laws, and they really could only do what the laws of the universe said they should do. Like they have to react this way and this way and this way. And then that just extrapolates to everything, in my view. So that's superdeterminism, that everything, thoughts, actions, everything is, was set in place at the moment of the Big Bang and then evolved only as it the only way it could since then.
So every little thing, so
everything.
Your wife, who was your girlfriend, suggested that you try to get an internship at WFAN.
Yes.
That, and then you did, and then now you've worked here your entire career. That you believe was going to happen.
Everything. When everything. I say everything, I mean everything.
Huh.
From the moment that the laws of the universe were laid down and our universe was created, that particles interact in the only way they can, which are governed by the laws of the universe, and therefore you just extrapolate that out and everything is predetermined. Now, of course, we don't know what's going to happen. So again, the illusion of free will. And there's a wonderful physicist. I think she's Swedish. I'm going to botch her last name. Sabine Hassenfelder, something like that. But she's out there. And, you know, one of her YouTube videos is, you don't have free will, but don't worry about it, which I love.
So even like if I go home the same way from work every day, but right now, because we're having this conversation, I think I'm going home a different way today.
All set up.
That was all set up anyway.
All predetermined.
I once heard a guy, I'm trying to think of his name, Sam. I don't remember his name, but he's a philosopher type guy. And he was talking about free will. And he explained it in a very basic way, which I thought was interesting, which was like, if you ask somebody what is their favorite movie, do they have free will to answer? And his response is that they don't, because the only options they have are movies they're aware of, movies they've seen, movies they remember at this moment when I'm asking the question. So they don't have free will to name any movie.
Right. Well, but if it's their favorite movies, I think you could logically assume that it would be one they have seen.
You would hope so, yeah. Right. Yeah, that's true. Oh, maybe it was, if to name any movie. I forget how he explained it. Sam Harris is his name.
Okay.
I forget how he explained it, but it made sense to me.
Okay.
At the time.
Well, again, since I believe in super determinism,
yeah.
Moot anyway.
Super determinism. All right, let me see what else we got here. Let me do, I'm just trying to refresh here in case we got any, since I...
The last question that we went off from this long jag, that was the atheist agnostic question, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see. Ask Eddie how he can stand working with a bunch of MAGAs.
Well, listen, you know, yes, you and Boomer and Gio and Jerry, although Jerry I would put least in the category.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I'm not sure. Sometimes I don't know where Jerry stands.
No, I think he's more
Republican,
right-leaning, if you want. But I would say he is the least ardent about it, maybe because he doesn't pay as much attention. And I would then put Gio. And then yourself and Boomer are, you know, very similar. But you guys are not, in my mind, not defined by that. You're Al, and I've known you since 2007. Same with Boomer. Gio, I hired as an intern. Jerry, I hired as an intern. So I've known you guys, and I separate your views on things. And I think we've only had maybe one or two heated discussions about it. And that, I think, was during it might have even been during the pandemic or maybe around the first election, first Trump presidency. I forget. And Boomer and I have had very few of those as well. And I don't think Jerry and Gio and I have ever had any.
No.
But first of all, you have to live with people. You have to work with people. You have to get along, for God's sakes. And I'm not going to, you know, jeopardize years of friendship for a difference of opinion. Everybody has different opinions on everything. So, but you have to get along. That's what a society is. That you sort of get along with people, and even though you don't share the same views, you find a middle ground somewhere, and you make it work.
Yeah, I'm trying to get more. I'm trying to think of things more like maybe I'm seeing things Eddie's not seeing. Maybe Eddie's seeing things I'm not seeing, and we're arguing different points, and we don't see what the information the other person is getting. That's how I'm trying to think of, like, any time there's a conflict that doesn't make sense, I'm like, oh, maybe I'm seeing things that they're not seeing, and vice versa.
And the same for me. I you know, I try not to just automatically say, oh, Trump bad, you know, or, you know, he thinks this because he's, you know, he's a MAGA guy or whatever. And I try, although none of us really truly do it because we're human and we have our own, you know, thoughts and biases that we carry around with us everywhere. But I also try to consider the possibility that maybe my thought on a certain subject is wrong. Now, that's hard to do. If you know, you're a dyed-in-the-wool liberal, what have you, I do try to be open-minded about that. Like, for instance, the war now that we're in with Iran, like, I know there was a lot of immediate, this is bad, but I'm also thinking, and I've been always more hawkish on foreign policy than people might expect me, knowing me or knowing what they think they know about me. I understand the criticism, and maybe are there ulterior motives. Is Trump trying to get us into a war so he can invoke the whatever powers that he needs to push other stuff through, or this and that? I understand that for sure. I think it's a little too early to claim that he's doing this to try to cancel the next election cycle. I think that's a little too early, unless we're going to be in a, you know, the war with Russia and Ukraine is now 4 years plus.
Yeah, we thought that was going to be over in a weekend.
Yeah.
That's all, like, when that thing started, it was like, oh, this is going to be over in a weekend. This is going to be a bad scene.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that that's still going on Yes.
And
nuts.
The fact that if for whatever reason, you would think, just like people would think about the United States and Iran, that if we employed not even our full military might, 25% of it would be enough to overwhelm the other side without using nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
Let's not get crazy. But the same with this, with Russia, that, you know, should theoretically be a very small portion of their total force could totally overwhelm. But then you have the other side of it. Unless you're willing to go in on the ground and basically kill anyone who is resisting you, which might be 50% of the population when it comes down to it, if they get desperate. And, you know, that's a big moral commitment to make,
mm-hmm.
to go in and just slaughter people.
Yeah.
And the same with Iran, unless there is enough. And with Ukraine, I think there's enough people are saying, hey, no, get out. We don't want you. That in Iran, are there a large enough portion of the population who say, gosh, we hate this regime. Thank Allah that this is happening, that we can finally get rid of this totalitarian regime and live freely.
Right.
We want to have elections. We don't want women to be suppressed. We're not, we're moderate Muslims. We don't fully, go in with all this really harsh language of the religion suppressing people and all that stuff. So we'll if we're not in that situation, it's going to be interesting to see how far we'll go. And if we, if that is the situation, then perhaps the populace will ultimately support and say, hey, those guys are out. We'll work with you. Come on in with your peacekeeping force.
Yeah.
And help us set it up. And although Trump did say, I don't think he was into nation building, I don't know if that was one of the quotes. But again, I don't automatically criticize and say that this is a terrible thing, because certainly Iran doesn't have the best track record with the current regime since they kicked out the Shah back in whatever that was, 77, 78.
Oh, yeah. The Shah of Iran, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Ayatollah Khomeini took over.
Right.
That punk.
But who knows? But I don't automatically criticize that as a bad thing just because he did it, because, again, they've been a bad actor on the world.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During Spring Fest, make your landscape stand out with 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch.
Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Stage for, you know, what now, 40 years?
Yes, so, a long time.
No, 50 years. 50 years.
Right.
So
70s.
Yeah.
All right. That was Ask Eddie Anything.
Okay.
Let's do the warm-up program. I did that with CeeLo this morning.
All right. And if there's any other good questions about retirement or whatever we just talked about, I think maybe one day.
Next week?
Maybe next week that I'm going to be doing it. Maybe
Wednesday. I think Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right.
So we can save some
Keep
of those.
Keep rolling. Absolutely.
Or that.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eddie. Let's do the warm-up. Soul.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During Spring Fest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.